My name's Jess Clayman here, filling in on breakfast for you this wonderful Wednesday morning. It's 18 minutes past 8 a.m., which means it can only be time for one thing, and that is Dictionary of Sydney. We are joined in studio right now by the wonderful Dr. Lisa Murray. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
I am excited. What have we got this week?
Well, today is actually International Day for Monuments and Sites.
I love everything about what you just said. I'm excited.
So,
tell me about the day.
Yeah. So, it's actually run by an international kind of organization called ICOMOS, which is all about conservation and promotion of cultural sites and heritage around the world. It's a time where we can like reflect on why we sort of, what is heritage? Why do we keep certain things? What's important? What does sites say about the history of a place?
Okay.
And of course the Dictionary of Sydney is all about the history of this wonderful city. So I thought I'd share three really different monuments that we have.
Okay.
So we've got, first up, I thought this is pretty confronting one. So the Appin Massacre Memorial.
Okay.
So the Appin Massacre happened 202 years ago.
Wow.
17th of April. I guess it's an important history to recognise as part of the sort of historical reckoning that we need to do and grappling with our history and our relationship with Aboriginal people.
Mm-hmm.
So the Appin Massacre was actually an outcome of a military reprisal raid against Aboriginal people that was actually ordered by the governor of the day, Lachlan Macquarie. At least 12 Dawal men, women and children were killed. They were actually kind of rounded up under the command of Captain James Wallace and shot. And other Aboriginal people were actually kind of basically brought together and pushed, you know, almost herded in a way over a gorge at Cataract River.
Oh my God.
So this was an event that was kind of sanctioned at the time. It was in retaliation for reprisal acts that Aboriginal people had been doing to white settlers moving into their area. Mm-hmm. So this is frontier violence.
Gosh.
Right here in Sydney. And a memorial was finally put up in 2007. Memorial kind of commemorative acts have been happening down at Cataract Dam since 2000, but there's now a little sandstone plinth down there with a plaque. And this happened, you know, literally yesterday, 202 years ago. So
goodness.
I think that's something for us all to think about.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And I think in terms of our history and heritage, it's something we still need to be really talking about, how we relate to Australia's First Peoples.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's memorials like this, I think, that bring it back into a modern context as well and remind you to keep having those conversations.
Yeah, that's right. That's, I think, a really important part of memorialisation.
Absolutely.
So, slightly more upbeat.
Good.
The Archibald Fountain. Now, many of you would know it.
Yeah.
In Hyde Park, that fantastic kind of Art Deco fountain that is just amazing and is a real kind of tourist attraction. Now, this is also actually a memorial to the dead. Would you believe it?
I would never have guessed that.
No, I know. I think it's people are often surprised about it. But it was actually constructed to commemorate the association between Australia and France in World War One.
Okay.
Right. And it was actually commissioned by Jean-Francois Archibald. That's why it's known as the Archibald Fountain, because he bequested the money to build the thing.
You pay for a fountain, they name it after you. It's a pretty straightforward process.
And he was actually the editor of the Bulletin newspaper.
Oh, cool.
And was a real arts patron.
Yeah.
And he was also a huge Francophile. Like, so he, that's kind of why he actually got a French, like he put it in his bequest that it would be a French sculptor who did it. And so it was very much, you know, it was installed in the 1930s, very much of its time. And we've got this beautiful fountain now, which now stands in Hyde Park. So that's a really interesting one to check out a bit more.
Absolutely.
Layers of history in that one.
Yeah.
And finally, this is one that you might have to jump on a ferry to have a look at.
Okay.
It's known as Searle's Monument. It's a marble broken column in the Parramatta River off Henley Point, and it memorialises a world champion sculler.
In the river.
In the river.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, so the guy was Henry Searle. And the monument is actually erected on one of the rocks, which is exposed at low tide,
oh, okay,
just on the edge of Henley's Point. And these rocks are known as the Three Brothers.
Oh.
And they decided to erect the memorial. Now, why does he get one? Well, he was a world champion rower, and we were really good at rowing in the 19th
really?
Century.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we
okay.
had a couple of world champions. And anyway, Henry Searle, he actually trained in Sydney and he won a world championship race on the Parramatta River in 1888.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. And so then he went over to London to successfully defend his title the following year in 1889.
Gosh.
And on the way back, on the return trip to Australia, he actually contracted typhoid.
Oh.
And he died in Melbourne.
Oh, wow.
And so there was, you know, he was the hero of the day in terms of sporting figures. And so there was, of course, great public mourning, and they actually decided to have a public subscription to raise money for a memorial. And
wow.
so they erected it to his memory in the Parramatta River. And that's apparently where they have a lot of the finishing line for sculling events.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's
now
wonderful.
There's sort of connection between this. So if you're on the River Cat or something, or one of the ferries going up the Parramatta River, have a look. It'll be on your right as you're heading towards Parramatta.
Okay.
And you'll just see this column kind of sticking out of the water.
Out of the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the monument to Henry Searle.
And you can tell the whole ferry why it's there and who it's commemorating.
Exactly.
I'd say that it's school holidays, jump on a ferry, take the kids on an excursion, teach them a bit
today.
Of history. Lisa, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, Jess.
That was Dr. Lisa Murray there with Dictionary of Sydney. My goodness, so interesting. I had no idea that the fountain in Hyde Park was actually a memorial.